Well, I love the story that the motivational Christian speaker Zig Ziglar once told about a multi-millionaire West Texan rancher who owned thousands of acres of land. He had dozens of producing oil wells. He had tens of thousands of head of cattle. He had a huge mansion with an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And he had a beautiful 24-year-old daughter who was looking to get married. So one evening, the father invited all the eligible young men from West Texas. And about 100 young men showed up. And, oh, the party was going along very well that night. And about midnight, the host took everyone out to the Olympic-sized swimming pool, which he had filled with alligators and crocodiles. And so he lined all the young men up on one side of the pool and said, "Young man, whoever is the first one to jump in this pool and swim the length of it can have one of three things. You can either have 5,000 acres of my best land, or if you don't want that, I'll give you $1 million in cash. And if you don't want that, you can have the hand of my beautiful daughter in marriage. And realize she's our only heir. So whoever marries her eventually gets all this." No sooner had he said the words than there was a splash at one end of the pool, followed by the emergence of that same fella at the other end of the pool. He had set a world's record that will never be broken, even by Michael Phelps. And so the host ran over and he shook this fellow's hand and says, "Congratulations, son. Do you want the 5,000 acres of my best land?" And the young man said, "No, sir." "Well, then do you want the $1 million in cash?" The young man said, "No, sir." "Well, then I presume you want the hand of my beautiful daughter in marriage." The young man said, "No, sir." And the host said, "Well, for crying out loud, boy, what do you want?" And the young man said, "I want to know the name of that dude who pushed me in the swimming pool." Now, there's no doubt that that young man was highly motivated. And that's what I want to speak about tonight. I want to encourage you and motivate you to sign up for something on Ministry Sunday. Once a year, we talk about our ministries and encourage you to pick one or two things from this list of 75 organizations, ministries, programs that we have at Holy Trinity. So just take a look at this list. There are pencils in the pews. This is your chance to sign up. Many of you have not had a chance yet to sign up for anything because you're so new to the parish. Holy Trinity, we've been blessed. We've been the fastest growing parish in the Diocese of Arlington in the last year and a half, and one of the fastest growing Catholic churches in the United States. We've grown from a year and a half ago from 1,500 families to over 3,200 families, and we still gain 30 families a month join our parish. So many of you have not had a chance yet to sign up to volunteer for one of these organizations or activities. This is your chance. All of you are so gifted and talented. The Lord has blessed you with gifts and talents. Are you using those for the Lord? Don't hide your talents and gifts under a basket, Jesus said, but use them to serve God and serve others. As he said in tonight's gospel, if anyone wishes to be first in his kingdom, become a servant. Become the servant of all, and you'll be great in the kingdom of God. So take this out, and we hopefully have one per family. The ushers will now come around to make sure that each family has one. If you didn't get one on the way in, raise your hand, and they'll come by and give you one of the forms. They're coming up the aisles as we speak. So fill this out, put your family name, your email address, your phone number, and then notice that there are six different categories involving, first, the sacred liturgy, second, community outreach, third, youth activities, fourth, special events that we have during the year, and then five, spiritual and social organizations, and then other affiliated organizations with our parish. I won't list them all, obviously, but let me just highlight a couple from each category. See, what you want to do is really think of, pray about it, and think, what does the Lord want me to do? What gifts, what talents do I have that I can offer to the Lord to serve God and others? Because these things are ways to grow in holiness. to grow in your relationship with the Lord. There are also ways to develop good Catholic friendships, develop that sense of community. See, we used to have a small parish, 300 families. Now we have over 3,000 families. So you can get lost unless you join a small group, a prayer group, a Bible study, an organization. That's the only way to make a big parish smaller, is to join something where you can get to know one another and develop good friendships. See, our Protestant churches do much better at this than most Catholic churches. Many of the Protestant churches are so good about introducing people to one another, developing that sense of the Christian community. We need to learn from them and do that as well, to get to know one another, to greet one another before Mass and after Mass in the vestibule. So by joining a small group can help you develop those friendships that we all need to encourage us in our faith. And they also say that if anybody ever gets depressed and discouraged, the best thing you can do is to reach out to somebody in need and help somebody else. Visit the sick, go to the nursing home, visit a hospital, teach a catechism class. It's one of the best things we can do to be brought closer to God, is help bring joy and love and peace into the lives of other people. So just a few highlights. For example, under the liturgical ministries, I especially want to mention Eucharistic Adoration, the Adoration Society. We're one of the few parishes in the diocese that has a chapel of Eucharistic Adoration. Ours is open 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, 140 hours a week, from Sunday night at 5 o'clock, just before this Mass, until Saturday morning at 9 a.m., day and night, you can come to adore the Lord in our Adoration Chapel, which is over by the parish office. We have right now 400 of our parishioners that spend 1 week, 1 hour a week with the Lord. What about you? What about you? Can you make that hour with the Lord? Pick an hour once a week and spend that time in prayer. It will change your life. It'll make a dramatic impact upon your prayer life and your relationship with the Lord. So if you're interested in signing up for an hour, just put your name down there and the ministry heads will contact you over the next couple weeks. But we're always in need of additional lectors and the help with the music and the ushering and the other things that help make our Mass so beautiful. The music ministry, especially at the 8:30 Mass on Sunday mornings, the traditional choir is in need of additional singers. So if you'd like to join that choir, they're especially in need of more voices. Under community outreach, helping with the funerals or the weddings, helping in those things. The health and wellness does a great job, especially with so many of our parish nurses helping with that. Volunteering over at the office, doing pro-life work, helping to reach out to the needy and the poor through social concerns and the Samaritans. In the youth activities, I'd especially want to encourage all of our young people to join a youth ministry organization. We also need volunteers among the parents that can help out with the youth group. And then in the special events, there's so many good activities here that we do once a year. For example, the golf tournament. And then the gift card program, the script program, always needs volunteers in the back of church. Under spiritual and social organizations, the Ambassadors of Mary is a group of men that take the statue of Our Lady of Fatima to people's homes and pray the rosary with them and take it around to different homes in the parish. The audio CD ministry, if you have an interest in this, of knowing how to make copies of CDs from our guest speakers that we can then use these to evangelize and spread the faith. If you know how to transfer cassette tapes onto CDs, we could use your help as well. We have lots of those that we're working on. The Bible studies. We have a monthly Bible study, but we're also starting in October a weekly Bible study as well. So if you're interested, jot down your name for that. The gift shop always needs volunteers. The gift shop is open many hours on the weekend, but of course we need to have volunteers to be able to open before and after all the Masses. So that would be a very good one here for the 5 o'clock Mass, so we could have the gift shop, of course, open on a regular basis after 5 o'clock Sunday Mass. Guest speakers program. We're blessed now every year to be bringing in 4 to 6 outstanding guest speakers, some of the great speakers from throughout the United States we're bringing in. If you're interested in helping with that, especially with the receptions, the hospitality, the book signings. And then another one is relatively brand new, is the landscaping committee. If you enjoy helping to beautify the grounds of the church through planting of small trees and flowers and plants. And then we're going to be doing some things around the statue of the Holy Family. And then we want to put in the Our Lady of Lourdes Grotto in the property and the outdoor Stations of the Cross, so we could use some volunteers with that. Of course, we also want to finish off some of the rooms in the basement for the youth group and the Knights of Columbus. So if you have an interest in doing some of that kind of work, drywall, other things, mark yourself down for that to help us out. The more sweat equity, the better for the parish. And then, for example, the video library, the book library, we need volunteers before and after the masses for that. Then, of course, the men's group, the mom's group, the group for senior citizens, the senior group called the Trinitarians is a wonderful group. The young adults, for those singles, engaged, or married couples in their 20s and 30s and early 40s, a great organization we have in the parish, so sign up for that. And lastly, the other organizations that are working here at Holy Trinity that are connected to the parish. For example, the House of Mercy is always in need of volunteers. The Scouts, we're starting this American Heritage Girls Club, which is like the Christian version of the Girl Scouts. And then the groups for the boys and girls, Challenge and Conquest, Junior Legion of Mary, and the Legion of Mary for adults, Knights of Columbus. So those are just some of the 75 opportunities you have to serve the Lord. So pray about it. Take a few moments now and just think about it. Sign up for a couple things. It's a great way to get involved. As Jesus said tonight in the Gospel, if anyone wishes to be first, you should become the last of all and the servant of all. And God bless you.